This reflects the views of all stakeholders and partners in the country. Now, in terms of response, this is obviously a very challenging environment. We are dealing with a certain level of insecurity in certain areas. Access is difficult. Those populations rely on humanitarian aid mostly because their livelihoods have been severely affected. So we are concerned about those populations in conflict-affected areas, but we are also concerned more in general about the situation of the general population whose capacity to buy food is being undermined by growing prices.
What methodology did you use to come up with this figure of 3.8 people classified to be as food insecure in South Sudan?
Yeah, we have a consolidated methodology at global level that has been developed over the years in many regions in the world. So we are quite confident about the methodology itself and the way we reach certain conclusions. So it's the best possible information that we can produce, I think, given the data that we collect. And the analytical tools that we use. We have also support from global specialists, worldwide renowned specialists who help us making sure that the quality of the analysis is at its best.
So is the FAO worried with these figures?
Of course, we are all worried. I think FAO, like all other, including the government and other agencies, we are all concerned about the scale of suffering that is going on in this country at the moment.
The IPCU report says that there are 3.8 million people are classified to be food insecure. Is this figure really has, according to FAO?
Is the best estimate that we could all come up with. So we believe that this is a realistic figure. And we are very concerned about the scale of the assistance that is required to help these people.
So if the government and the partners does not come to rescue these 3.8 million, what will be the fate of these people?
Well, they will have to rely on their own coping capacity, which is legendary, I would say, in this country. Communities are very resourceful. But at the same time, they're suffering a lot, and they will be undergoing some kind of long-term effects, especially women, children. We are concerned about their development and their future, because undergoing a long period of starvation is obviously impairing the long-term development.
And what input does UNFAO put to make sure that at least the food insecurity in South Sudan is reduced?
Yeah, we are working at different levels. One important level is information. So we produce information with other partners in order to advocate for action and also to inform programming and planning, humanitarian kind of emergency response, as well as resilience building intervention. So we have a wide range of project portfolio as we speak going on in the country in different areas, obviously with different modalities according to the circumstances on the ground.
And the Minister of Agriculture is asking all the partners, including UNFAO, to assist the government to transport the 1,000 tractors to various states in South Sudan in order to make sure that people will embark on farming this coming season. What role will UNFAO play in helping the ministry deliver these tractors to the states?
We are definitely committed to helping as much as possible the local communities to improve their farming technology. Now we need to look into the details of this plan. And most UN agencies don't have their own funding. Therefore, we rely on funds made available by donors. So we will try and bridge the dialogue with donors and see to what extent we can mobilize resources, additional resources, to help moving the technology into the rural areas.